Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Elizabeth Morillo, M-O-R-I-L-L-O. Elizabeth Morillo is a 47-year-old woman who describes she was injured at work in 2015. Apparently, she was picking up linen and felt tugging and tightness in her low back. Apparently, at some point, she also developed right carpal tunnel syndrome, for which she underwent surgery. Apparently, she is otherwise a poor historian due to the language barrier, but denies receiving any ongoing treatment. Period. New paragraph. She has filed several claim petitions that will be inserted here from your cover letter. Period. She also received various orders approving settlement and then reopened her claims. Period. New paragraph. I'll then use the previous doctor's IMEs that are marked to summarize the remaining records, supplemented by certain comments I will make. Period. New paragraph. On 6/4/15, she was seen at Shore Orthopedics reporting an injury sustained at work on 5/30/15. Apparently, she slipped and fell on a wet surface, grabbing onto a cart with her right arm, sustaining a spraining injury. Apparently, she acknowledged past her injuries at work affecting her right hand, having undergone carpal tunnel release by Dr. Albert in early 2015. She also had a history of previous left hand, wrist, and low back compensable injuries in 2013. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Scratch that. Dr. Zabinski noted her course of treatment to date and diagnosed right shoulder spraining injury with AC joint sprain and associated tendonitis, but no full-blown AC joint dislocation or separation injury. Period. She had a diagnostic workup that included an arthrogram of the right shoulder on 7/14/15 to be inserted, if not already in the other reports. Apparently, she had a lumbar spine MRI on 7/31/15 at the referral of Dr. Zabinski as well. Period. He monitored her progress for the relevant injuries through 12/28/16 at maximum medical improvement. Apparently, she was then seen by Dr. Elber beginning 5/8/20. Period. He then treated her, as noted in the other reports. Apparently, EMG was done on 2/3/15 by Dr. Gottfried, showing right median neuropathy with compression of the carpal tunnel. Period. On 2/10/15, Dr. Elber performed right carpal tunnel release for the postoperative diagnosis of right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. She also came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. O'Shea. Period. In her visit of 10/15/21, Dr. O'Shea wrote she has status post right L5-S1 discectomy on 5/16/16 that arose out of a work injury on 5/30/15. Apparently, she had also seen Dr. Korda, who had administered a variety of injections. Period. As of 5/10/11, Dr. O'Shea discharged her to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. She had no lower back pain. Apparently, she was status post lumbosacral epidural injections with good resolution of leg pain. Apparently, the only focal area of pain right now is the right SI joint. Period. On 5/16/16, Dr. O'Shea performed right L5-S1 discectomy for a postoperative diagnosis of right herniated disc at 05-S1. S1, period. Dr. O'Shea had sent her for a lumbar MRI on 11/3/16, compared to a study of 7/31/15. Period, insert this if not already included. Period. She had a conventional right shoulder arthrogram on 12/5/16 to be inserted if not already included. Period. New paragraph, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Bednar beginning 2/22/17 relative to work injury in May of 2014. Period. She stopped working in December 2016 due to a back problem. Period. He diagnosed bilateral ulnar neuritis at the elbow and median neuritis at the wrists. Period. He discussed the potential for her undergoing a repeat EMG. Period. At his visit on 3/9/17, he wrote an addendum that incorporated the results of various studies and treatment that will be inserted as marked. Period. All right, now we'll go ahead to physical exam. Extremities upper, there was a faint open-healed scar on the right wrist consistent with carpal tunnel release, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Right shoulder motion was full in all planes with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period, motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes with a crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows. She had positive Tinel signs at the wrist bilaterally and a Reichert and left Phalen's maneuver at the wrists. Period, the rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a 1 3/4 inch oblique scar about the right knee that she stated is not related to a work injury. Period. There were also scars about her left knee from childhood trauma. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical. She was tender at the anterior chest wall. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic. She had a midline scar in the upper thoracic region measuring 1/2 inch in length that she attributed to excision of a cyst or possibly liposuction. Period. And then lumbar. She had a midline 1 inch longitudinal scar consistent with her surgery but preserved large dotted curve. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and active at the flex to 70 degrees. Period. She performed extension bilateral rotation and side bending fully without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Elizabeth Morello has alleged 6 claims as noted above for various body areas, some of which were repeated. Period. She had extensive treatment and ultimately received orders approving settlement. Period. She most recently saw Dr. Strauss on 9/6/22, who opined she did not require further treatment. Period. She saw Dr. Albers group through 8/22/22. At that time, Dr. Sabinski referred her for bilateral shoulder MRI arthrograms to rule out recurrent rotator cuff tear and degenerative joint disease. Period, she had a work injury in 2012 and a surgery in 2014. Period, he also released her from cure to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current clinical exam found she had full range of motion of the upper extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative about the shoulders, where there was some positive responses to Tinel's and Phalen's maneuver at the wrist. Period. She had full range of motion of the lower extremities. appeared she had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines, where spinal tumor number was negative. Appeared she had a midline longitudinal scar in the lumbar region with preserved lordotic curve. Appeared she had somewhat variable but essentially full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Appeared neither sitting nor supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Elicited low back or radicular complaints. Appeared new paragraph. I would offer the same levels of impairment rendered by Dr. Peacock and then Dr. Mateer for the various injuries, period, and that is the end.